Tilly Jackson.
Hey now, hey now. Hey now, hey now. Have you ever seen such a beautiful night? I could almost kiss the stars shining so bright.
And that was a fantastic performance by Tilly. Autumn, what did you think?
Tilly, I liked this a lot better than I liked your song from last week. I thought it was a lot better vocally. I mean, obviously you're not sick this week. But there are definitely some things that you have to work on. One of them is you definitely need to work on your diction. Your R's are just too much. And I don't even know how, because you have a British accent. But are you trying to sound American and just going R? Like, because I know Americans do that a lot. But
that's a pirate.
It's not good for singing. And you definitely need to work on shaping your phrases more and just adding more dynamics all over. Just all over. It just needs to be more interesting. Because this song in particular isn't, I don't know, it needs to sound more shimmery. I mean, you're just like in awe and it just... you just didn't sound very in awe. I mean, it was good. I thought your voice sounded good on it, except for maybe the high notes. You just have to also make sure that you're prepared for high notes, like you're coming down to them instead of going up to them, because it tends to be just slightly under pitch. But other than that, I just say dynamics, dynamics, dynamics. I liked it, though. I thought it was cute.
And Dylan?
You just got to watch with mic puffing. You started off on the competition sort of medium. Then last week you dropped, but I attribute that to the fact that you were sick. This week has been the best I've heard you. And I'm a big fan of yours. I voted for you last week. I think you deserved another chance, and I'm glad you got that other chance. And I think that of everything I've heard you do, this is the best I've heard from you, and I think you will keep getting better. But you have to watch the mic puffs. If nothing else, put a sock over your microphone or something to stop the puffing.
She has a headset.
Put a sock over your face. Do that. Not really. That would be bad.
Yeah, don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
All right, Clary.
Yeah, I sort of pick up on the things. I just seem to be copying what all of them is saying. Sorry. Yeah, I think you should be proud of your British accent, you know. I know it's difficult, you know, because, you know, it's difficult because this is obviously a very American song by a very American person, but there's no need. I mean, people are going to notice when they know that you're English and you are replicating the American accent, which is what a lot of British people do in their singing as well. That's what a lot of them do. So it's not surprising, but just maybe try not to make it so obvious. Be proud of your British roots. It's nice to be able to sing in a British accent. Listen to Sophie Ellis-Bextor. She does it really, really well. Another thing I would say is, you sound good on this song. This was a good song. But one thing I would say is, in future, when you're picking songs or thinking of songs to do, try to do songs that maybe have some like nice soft bits and then some more powerful bits, because this was kind of samey all the way through. So just try to, you know, get some different dynamics in there. And also, one thing I really, really liked when you had this kind of like twiddly thing that you did with your voice when you were going, "This is what dreams are made of." On that "made of," that was really good. I don't hear that very much in people of your age, so I was very impressed. I'm very impressed because I do that. So
she only cares about impressing me. She already said that.
Yeah, well,
if she'd heard no me, one else does, you know, so. If she'd heard me in Autumn and how much more awesome singers we are than you, then, you know, she would listen, like,
want nobody to heard us you two sing because everyone turned off the show when your duet started the first week.
Yeah, you're whatever. Lame. I'm not even going to say what you are because just it's not you told
them,
for young ears.
Just because you told them to.
Yeah.
Rudy.
That's not the point right now.
Nobody cares about you, Dylan, because you are not popular, remember?
All right. Oh. Well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
This is my last contestant of the night because I'm not popular and one of my people has gone home already, although he deserved it. Tonight, for 3 weeks, we've been pushing, but now it's finally here. Miriam's star performance. This week with Miriam, I don't want her to sound cutesy. I wanted to prove that she can turn in an adult-level performance and compete with the adults, and I think that she's going to wow a lot of people tonight.
The biggest challenge this week for me was to restrain myself from using my full voice and to just blast through the whole song and actually build up to where I was going. I hope that people get that I can do stuff that was really not supposed to be sung by an 11-year-old girl.
Miriam. I'm dying are the best I ever had. A to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's so very, very
And that was a stellar performance by Miriam. Clary, what did you think?
I think this is very different. I'm really impressed with you for choosing something that's completely different, not only to what you've done before, but it's just completely unexpected. I just would not have thought you to do a song like this. And it was really good. I really liked it. I really liked how I really liked when it built up. It started off so soft and then it really built up into this great crescendo that was just sounded really, really good. I liked the power in that. I would have liked to have heard more of that, really, because I felt that was really where there was more emotion. So I really, really liked that. One thing I will say is just a couple of the notes were a little bit low for you. So either change them, take some liberties and just change them, because I do it all the time, or bring it up a little, bring the whole song up a little bit, because I think that perhaps you could have stretched your upper range more and that would have sounded better than stretching your lower range. But I liked it.
And Autumn, what did you think?
I did like this too, actually. It's funny that you said that about changing the melody, because I actually think that at one part she changed it to make it lower in the first verse. So that's kind of funny. One thing that I'd say definitely is that if you are singing low like that, you definitely need to switch to your chest voice and just like let it ring out, because I know you have a great chest voice, but you're kind of singing in your throat for a lot of the first verse of this song. So just like, yeah. And then another thing that I noticed was that your words were just a little, I guess, mushy sounding, like kind of draggy. You just need to separate them and not swallow the words at the beginning of the phrases, because we tend to lose the first couple words and then it kind of like you open your mouth up and then it starts to come out more. But I really liked this. I thought that you had a great build, like a beautiful build and beautiful harmonies. And the ending was just lovely. Like your last note and the cutoff of it, it was perfect. I thought the last note was perfect. So,
and Dylan,
I liked it.
The reality of this episode tonight, everybody's playing it safe. We had Will doing what Will always does. Pharaoh's going to do what Pharaoh always does. You're the only one so far, in my opinion, that's really stepped out there, put yourself out there, and taken a risk. And I think you should be commended for that. And I've stressed not cutesy. You're in a competition with adults. You have to be competitive on an adult level, and you have to prove that you belong on that level. And I think you did that tonight. I think tonight was like your big moment. This is the best you've done. This had dynamics, it had levels, it was haunting, it was not cutesy. You, out of everyone tonight for me, have really stepped it up, fixed what I felt was your biggest struggle, and are now going to own for the rest of the competition.
And Clary, would you like to introduce your last contestant? I mean, your third contestant.
Yes, because I'm the only one who still has four. I would like to introduce OMG Awkward Turtle.
OMG, Awkward Turtle.
so deep that it didn't even bleed and catch me off guard, red-handed. Now I'm far from lonely. I sleep, I still see you lying next to me. So deep that it didn't even bleed and catch me. I need something else. Would someone please just give me, hit me, knock me out, and let me go back to sleep. I can laugh all I want inside and still I'm empty. So deep that it didn't even bleed and catch me. I'll be just fine pretending I'm not. I'm so, so lonely and it's all that I've got. I'll be just fine pretending I'm not. I'm so, so lonely and it's all that I've got. I guess I remember every glance you shot me. Unharmed, I'm losing weight and somebody heat. I squirm so hard, I stopped your heart from beating. So deep that I didn't even scream, fuck me. I'll be just fine, pretending I'm not. I'm lonely and it's all that I've got. I'll be just fine pretending I'm not. I'm so full of lonely and it's all that I've got. And it's all that I've got. Yeah, it's all that I've got. 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 So deep that it didn't even bleed and catch me. So deep that I didn't even scream, fuck me. I'll be just fine pretending I'm not. I'm the boom, boom. It's all that I've got. I'll be just fine pretending I'm not. I'm far from lonely and it's all that I've got. It's all that I've got. Yeah, it's all that I've got.
And there was an amazing performance by Turtle. Dylan, what did you think?
You know what? It was like the Radio Disney version of a You song, and then all of a sudden there's a random F-bomb in there. I'm like, oh, this isn't Radio Disney. I don't know. It was so weird to hear. It wasn't bad. It was like cutesy, but it had the F-bomb in it. It was like the performance didn't match the lyrics for me. It put me off a little bit. I don't know how I felt about this.
And Autumn?
I liked this. I thought that in the beginning, it started out, I was actually kind of worried that you were singing a used song because I don't like it when you like kind of do that yelly singing. I liked that you were actually singing it, and I thought that it sounded really nice. I noticed it was a little off from the backtrack, and it was a little pitchy, like, throughout the entire thing, and the reverb just kind of pointed that out even more, that it was just kind of slightly under pitch. So I guess you just got to, like, really let those notes ring out and just make sure that you're paying attention to just, you know, having it really open back there and just resonating the pitches a little bit more. The chorus could have been more supported, but the second time I thought the chorus was really good. And overall, I thought it could have used a little bit more drive throughout the entire song. I guess that's kind of what you're saying, Dylan. Like, it just didn't sound like you were really singing what you were singing about. but I like this a lot better than many things that I've heard you sing. So I thought I liked it. I thought it was good.
And Clary?
Yeah, I really liked it as well. Like, we didn't get a chance to like work on things together this week, but I mean, it didn't really build up to anything, which I think we could work on like with future song choices, but then it wasn't really supposed to. It was supposed to be the way that you did it, basically. So I thought it could have used a bit more energy in places, but I thought it was good. I liked it.
All right. Well, Autumn, would you like to introduce your last contestant?
My last contestant of the night is Rochellular.
Rochellular.
I don't want to be the one to say goodbye, but I will, I will, I will. I don't want to sit on the pavement while you fly, but I will, I will, oh yes I will. 'Cause maybe in the future you're gonna come back, you're gonna come back around. Maybe in the future you're gonna come back, you're gonna come back. Oh, the only way to really know is to really let it go. Oh, maybe you're gonna come back, you're gonna come back, you're gonna come back to me. I don't wanna be the first to let it go, but I know, I know, I know. If you have the last hand that I want to hold, then I know I've got to let them go. 'Cause maybe in the future I'm gonna come back, you're gonna come back around. Maybe in the future gonna come back, I'm gonna come back. Oh, the only way you really know is to really let it go. Oh, maybe I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back. I still feel you on the right side of the bed. I still feel you in the blankets pulled over my head. I'm gonna wash away, oh, I'm gonna wash away everything till you come home to me. Maybe in the future I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back. Oh, you're gonna, yeah. Maybe in the future I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back around. Maybe in the future I'm gonna come back, gonna come back. Oh, the only way to really know is to really let it go. Maybe in the future I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back around. Maybe in the future I'm gonna come back, I'm gonna come back around. Maybe in the future you're gonna come back, you're gonna come back around. Maybe in the future you're gonna come back. Gonna come back to me. Come back to me.
Hey, Rochelle. I'm in the process of editing the show, and for some reason, the file that we recorded that involved your critique has gone missing. I mean, it's there, but it won't let me open it, so something's gone wrong, and I'm really sorry. That's so fail of me. But I will give you my critique, and then I will get the others to maybe PM you or put in the thread or something. Some way or another, you will get a critique from them. I think this was kind of just an okay choice for you. I think that in places it was a bit pitchy and it was a bit too repetitive. There wasn't really much. I didn't really feel there was much you could really do with it to show off your vocals. So, however, one thing that I really did like was the bit that you went kind of high and soft, and I'd like to hear you do more of that. I'd like to hear you singing some high, soft things. something a lot more, I don't know the right word, maybe pretty, softer, I don't know the exact right term that I would use, but yeah, I'd like to hear you do something completely different in the future, something that you're not used to. I hope that maybe Autumn can take you out of your comfort zone for the next round if you get through, because I think you're a good singer. I just think that a lot of the stuff you do is kind of samey. I just want to hear you do some different stuff, really challenge and broaden your horizons, challenge things. Okay, so I'm done now, so I'll get the others to email you or something. Sorry, I'm really, really sorry. It wasn't my fault. I'm so sorry. Oh, and last but not least is Pharaoh.
My musical idol is Selena, the Latina singer. The song that I'm doing is called No Me Queda Más, which means there's nothing left for me. And this is a very sad breakup song because the guy is telling Selena that whatever they had didn't mean anything to her, so this is her response to him. And instead of getting angry or belittling him, she tells him, there's nothing left for me but to wish you happiness and to hope that you start a new life. When Selena sang this song, she put a lot of passion into it. I hope I can bring a fraction of the passion that she does.
Pharaoh. Que nunca pasó, es el más dulce recuerdo de mi vida. Yo tenía una esperanza en el fondo de mi alma de que un día te quedaras conmigo, y aún guardaba una ilusión que alimentaba el corazón, mi corazón que hoy tiene que verte como solo amiga. Y aunque viví enamorado y totalmente equivocado, no me importa, porque esto sí fue amor. Por mi parte, lo más lindo, el más grande amor. Y aunque siempre lo renuncies, para mí fue lo más bello. Esperanza en el fondo de mi alma de que un día te quedaras tú conmigo, y aún guardaba una ilusión que alimentaba el corazón, mi corazón que hoy tiene que verte como solo amiga. Y aunque viví enamorado y totalmente equivocado, no me importa, porque esto sí fue amor. Por mi parte, lo más lindo, el más grande amor. Y aunque siempre lo renuncies, para mí fue lo más bello. Fue lo más bello.
And that was a great performance by Pharaoh. Autumn, what did you think?
I liked this a lot, actually. I thought that it was much better than last week. You had much better control over your voice, that's for sure. And you weren't doing as much of that throaty singing again like you did last week all throughout the song. I really liked the first verse. I really thought that you had really nice dynamics. It really built very well. And you speak Spanish beautifully, but I've been told that it's your native language, so I don't know whether to be impressed or not. I guess I am. I am impressed because I can't speak Spanish.
And
but
Dylan?
Thank you for taking our advice from last week. Sorry.
You know what? You know what it is? I stated earlier that you were going to play it safe tonight, and I stand corrected. I was wrong. You took what we wanted you to do last week, and you did it. You only had a little bit of that. I don't know. What are we using to describe it?
Goat.
The rapey goat. You only had a little bit of that, and it was actually like nice to hear it because it was like, hey, that's something different than not everybody else does. It was nice to hear a little bit. You did what we asked you to. You sang this beautifully, and that's all we can ask you to do. I thought you did a great job.
And Clary?
I'm just really glad that you have had the opportunity to do something in your native language because I think that's always really, really important. It can be a real challenge because some people just completely switch off. And
unfortunately, there's no songs in idiot, so Clary can't sing in her native language.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Whatever. No, I'm not going to let Dylan forget what I was saying. No.
I know.
No.
Kills me.
No, I'm really glad that you've had a chance to sing in your native language because I know it means a lot to you and I can totally understand why. A lot of people do switch off and think, oh, I don't understand what they're saying, like they do in the Eurovision Song Contest. And I totally didn't switch off and I know, obviously you've told me what the song's about anyway. I thought it was really, really good and you've taken, like I say, you've taken all the critiques, you've taken my advice and you have come up with a really, really good performance. I'm super duper proud of you.
Can I add something really quickly?
Like what?
You sang the song, you meant every word as well, like somebody else did earlier. And just because it wasn't in a language that we all speak, it still was like, we still enjoyed it a lot. It was still captivating, and that's important.
Yeah, it was still expressive. And I think it probably helped that you actually knew what you were saying when a lot of people don't really know what they're saying when they sing in other languages.
Especially when they sing in Japanese.
Nyan. This was really
all right.
Good.
Well, you've heard all the contestants tonight, so now it's time to find out which one the judges thought was the best. Dylan, who did you think was the best tonight?
Miriam.
And Clary?
I'm really, really, really proud of Ferru and what he did tonight. And so I would like, I did think that he did really, 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 really well as one of the best tonight, but I do think I really need to give a mention to Aria because hers was just so good.
And Autumn?
Well, obviously, I thought Aria did the best tonight. I thought that she really brought it, and she really sounded good this week, despite difficulties that she's having.
You heard it from the judges. And thank you for listening to The X Factor.
Woo!
For details on how to vote, please refer to the thread.